Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Stop Telling Me to Relax. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back. If you're a new listener, hello, my name is Veronica Welch. I am a single mom of one teenage son living in California, and this is my podcast talking about single moms and interviewing and sharing stories with other fellow single moms. So it is 1 o'clock in the morning on 4th of July. If you're listening and you don't live in America, it's 4th of July. It's a major holiday, probably our biggest holiday next to Christmas. And I don't have to work tomorrow, which is why I'm up this late. And I was, you know, laying here just like watching TV, and I had an idea for an episode, just me solo, an episode on my thoughts, my feelings, my opinions, whatever, on some newly recent single celebrity single moms. So I have about 4 or 5 here on my list. I don't know if I'll do the fifth one, but I, you know, just want to kind of give my thoughts on the things I've been seeing online and in the media about them, about their divorces, about just some of the things that have been going on. For context, I am a huge celebrity gossip person. I love pop culture. I love keeping up with the goings on of some celebrities. Some of them irritate my soul, but I like most of them. I like most of them. So I want to have lots of thoughts. So I thought no better topic than, you know, parenting, motherhood, single motherhood, to do an episode on talking about celebrities. So let's get started. The first celebrity, newly single mother, I'm going to talk about is Miss Katy Perry. Now, you know, when Katy Perry first came out, I was not a huge Katy Perry fan. I liked her, but wouldn't even call myself a fan. Then I watched her documentary movie. I think it's called Part of Me. One day I just came across it and I watched it. And I really, really liked her, and I really, really related to her. She, in the documentary movie, she, at the time, you know, she was married to Russell Brand, who is, as we all know, the biggest piece of shit to ever walk this earth, or one of them. There's a few. And he was really, really horrible to her throughout the marriage. You can just tell in the movie. And then there's a part in the movie where he tells her that he wants a divorce, and he does it via text message, and she has never spoken to him since. And, you know, he's awful. And you can tell he was just, in my opinion, pretty verbally, emotionally, and just abusive and manipulative to her, and the way she bounced back from that and made the best of it, I could relate to that with you know, a similar type story with my son's father. And so I just really became a fan of her and started listening to her music. I've seen her twice in concert, once at, I forgot what tour it was, I want to say Witness, maybe, when she had that short, really short blonde hair. It was a choice at the Staples Center or Crypto. Well, at the time it was the Staples Center, so we're going to say the Staples Center. And then I actually went to her residency in Las Vegas at Resorts World, and it was such a great show. You know, she may not be the best vocalist or whatever, but she really does put on a good show. It's colorful and bright and very creative. And of course, you know, all her songs were sung. And that night, I have to give her kudos, because that night she was not feeling well. And she told us she had a fever. She had, I don't know if she had COVID. This was in, I think, 2022 or 23, maybe. I can't remember. But she did not feel well. And you could tell that she didn't feel well, but she pushed through. She said she didn't want to cancel the show because she knew that people were traveling from all over to come to Vegas to see the show. So she pushed through, and she did a really good job. It was such a good show. So, you know, I'm a Katy Perry fan. But to bring this back to the topic of this episode, it was announced, like, official today, that her and Orlando Bloom, fiance, have broken up after, I think, being together for like 9 or 10 years. They have their daughter. I think her name's Daisy Dove Bloom, or I know her first name's Daisy. And they're done, and they're breaking up, and it's sad, of course. Like, I don't, you know, of course I don't want to see anybody's relationship or marriage, long-term relationship fall apart, especially when there's children involved and whatnot, but I never saw them being a match. I don't know. She's very kind of out there, very quirky, very, you know, always wearing those ridiculous outfits and just kind of always wanting to be center of attention. Very, you know, very vocal, very, you know, nothing's wrong with any of those things, but she's Katy Perry. That's her personality. And Orlando Bloom always seemed very chill, very level-headed, rational, just kind of quiet. We knew stuff about his personal life, but it wasn't like all the way out there. I don't know. They just seemed like total opposites. It never seemed like it was going to be long-term. Like, they've been together for 9 years, I never would have thought that when I first found out that they were dating. And, you know, for their relationship to have gotten to a point where they decided to have a child together, I mean, they just seem like total polar opposites. So it's not really surprising that they have split. And to me, Orlando Bloom always seemed a little embarrassed of Katy Perry when she would do something that was very out there. Like, I remember not watching, because I haven't watched the VMAs in years, but I remember seeing a clip, and I only watched her performance and this clip because it was like kind of trending or whatever. But I remember seeing a clip of, she did a performance at the VMAs a couple of years ago. She got some like Lifetime Achievement Award, and so she did, you know, a performance of like all of her hits or whatever, compilation, whatever, I don't know what the right word would be. And the performance was just outrageous. I think it was like very hypersexual. It was out there. I can't remember the specifics, but it was Katy Perry. I don't know. And the camera like panned to Orlando Bloom because he was with her there that night. And he looked mortified. I mean, his face, he had like half of his hand over his mouth. His mouth was kind of like ajar, like open, like kind of live a little bit. Like, you could tell in his facial expressions, he didn't like the performance. He looked so embarrassed. And I just thought, like, this is the beginning of the end. Like, to me, like, it was just, he didn't look like a proud partner, boyfriend, fiance, whatever they were. Like, he looked very embarrassed. And to me, like, their relationship to me has, for the past like few years, has always seemed like it's been rocky. Like, it just never, I don't know. I don't see them being a match, and I don't, it's always seemed very strained to me. So now that Katy Perry is going to be a single mom, this is going to come across maybe mean or judgmental. I hope this doesn't come true, but I hope that now that she's a single parent, when, you know, she's going to co-parent with Orlando Bloom, but she'll be doing a lot of it on her own when the child's with her. And as her daughter gets older, I really hope that she lets her, Katy Perry, lets herself be second as a mom and lets her daughter shine. And I only say that because, as we've seen in a lot of her behavior publicly, like, she likes to be center of attention. She likes to have the flashy outfits on and the beautiful makeup and singing the songs or doing something kind of outrageous that gets people talking about her and attention and eyes on her. And, you know, we all know those moms. We all either had a mom like this or knows those moms that would be around their daughter in some sort of group setting, and kind of, it seemed like she was trying to one-up her daughter to get all the attention. You know what I mean? Like, oh, her and her daughter's friends are over spending the night, and they're making up a dance routine, and then she has to go in the living room and start dancing too to get the attention on her. Or, you know, I don't know. I hope that she will let herself come second and let her daughter like shine, and not try to always steal the spotlight from her daughter when her daughter has her moments. Like, let her have her moments, and you just be the mom sitting there chilling, watching, being proud, not trying to steal the attention from her. Because I just kind of feel like she would be that kind of mom, especially because she's already famous. And so people are already going to be looking at her, and she's used to getting a lot of attention. So I just hope that she kind of mellows out a little bit with that, because, you know, it's just sometimes as a parent, it's not about you. You come second, and you just got to sit and chill. I also think now that she is going to be single, sure, eventually she'll start dating. I think she needs to date somebody that's not somebody. Like, you know, she was married to Russell Brand, who was more famous than her at the time, you know, who was already a very established and wealthy. And they got married. And, you know, Orlando Bloom, was with him for a long time, and he's Orlando Bloom. I think Orlando Bloom is absolutely the most gorgeous, one of the most gorgeous men to ever exist. He's a beautiful looking man. And on top of that, he seems very kind, very polite, very empathetic, just very calm, rational, just a good soul. You can just tell he's a good soul. But he's Orlando Bloom. And so I feel like because she likes to be center of attention and be in the spotlight with her, and her need to be in the spotlight, I feel like she needs to date just like not a regular kind of guy. Like, maybe, yeah, of course, somebody that's wealthy, somebody that's established. Maybe he works in finance, or he's somebody that works like in entertainment and, you know, is wealthy, makes, you know, not, you know, not your regular Joe Schmo, like a wealthy, very successful guy, but just somebody that's just like, I don't want to say that she doesn't have to compete with, but just a normal guy, like not somebody that's uber famous, not somebody that's going to be like, you guys are going to be an it couple and all of this, walking the red carpets with, you know, like just a normal kind of guy. I think that will be a better option for her in terms of a partner, because one, there maybe they'll balance her out a little bit. There won't be this huge spotlight on the relationship, but also she kind of needs somebody that, like, whatever she does doesn't affect them. Like I said, Orlando Bloom seemed completely mortified watching her doing that VMA performance, and then I don't know, like somebody that's just like, just really happy to be with Katy Perry. And so the crazy stuff she does or says or whatever, like they're just like, whatever, it doesn't matter, you know, like just, I don't know, just no more big time celebrities for her. I think that she just needs to find a nice guy that's going to be a good, you know, influence and have a good presence in her life for her and her daughter, and be a good stepdad and be good and kind to her daughter, and just a normal kind of type guy that just works, successful, you know, makes great money, wealthy, but like just a normal type guy. That's who I think she needs to move forward and date somebody like that. Okay, next on my list is going to be Cardi B. Well, Cardi B has been recently I guess, split up from, I think his name is Offset. He's from a rap group. Let me do my little, some research here because I should know this, but I think his name is Offset. And he was in the group Migos. Okay, I know, yeah. Okay, so one of the, yeah, okay, I remember this. He's in Migos. His stage name is Offset. Oh, one of the guys died. Okay, I'm reading. I'm doing a little internet scrolling in the moment, doing my research. And, you know, Offset has never been good enough for Cardi B. You know, she, I think the first time she had her first daughter was unexpected. And then they, you know, the second child they had together was planned. And the third was absolutely not planned. You could totally tell. She kind of hid the pregnancy for a very long time. I think they were like already very off and on. And then, you know, she got pregnant with a third. And he wasn't the one. Okay. Like he is not at her level. I don't know anything about his career really, but she is. I can guess that she's more successful than him, like makes more money than him, because she's Cardi B, and he kind of seems like a loser. I'm sorry, like he seems like, you know, I remember hearing all these rumors that he would constantly cheat on her, and she would be posting about it and talking about it and being heartbroken about him being unfaithful. But then she would keep running back to him and it would be toxic back and forth and all this stuff. And she's better than that. Cardi B is gorgeous. She's talented. She's so funny. She's so kind. She seems so kind, so warm. You know, we really have seen her grow from being on Love & Hip Hop to, you know, becoming this uber famous artist, winning Grammys, performing. Like, she's worked hard and made a name for herself, and she deserves somebody better than a man who's going to constantly be unfaithful and cheat on her and embarrass her. And it seems like, I know she's dating this football player. Let me see, what is his name? I really don't know anything about football more than I don't know anything about Offset and Migos. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Cardi B boyfriend. She is dating, I know he's a football player. He plays, his name's Stefon Diggs. Okay, I remember this now. Stefon Diggs, he plays for, I don't know, he's a football player. I don't know what team he plays for. He's a football player. He's really cute. He looks like a really cute, really nice guy, really well put together, obviously very successful. You know, he's an athlete, an established athlete, and so that takes a lot of hard work and determination and you know, perseverance and commitment. Every athlete that I know, you know, is very committed and dedicated to improving and working on getting better at the sport that they play. And he just, I don't know. I think, I don't know where I saw them at. I think I saw her on TV with him at a basketball game maybe. And I think it was probably their first, like, you know, public, you know, being out together. And just the way that he carries himself, the way that he was sitting into her, and like, he was very into her, but very respectful towards her, and very, you can just tell by the way that he carries himself that he's a good guy. He was raised right, and he's hopefully going to treat her right. And I'm happy for her. And I can guarantee you, now that she is officially out of that super toxic relationship with Offset, she's done. She said her piece. I don't know if everybody has heard that recording that was leaked, where she was talking to Offset, and saying like, you have mental health problems and I, you know, I feel sorry for you and I've tried to do everything I can do. And I'm sure we've all been there with somebody where you just get fed up and you're done even just trying to be friendly, cordial, polite, you know, whatever, you're just done. So she's at that point with Offset and she's with this new guy and I'm happy for her. I feel like this is going to be a very, even if it doesn't last long term, just being in what looks like a very healthy relationship with somebody who's nice and kind and successful and hardworking. Oh, he plays for the Patriots. New England Patriots. Oh, he just signed a $69 million deal with the Patriots. Wow. Okay. Yeah, so I can just tell by the way he carries himself, he's a good man. Into her, being respectful of her, and she is going to thrive now that she's got the toxic man, baby daddy, cheater out of her life. She's going to thrive. She's going to be even more beautiful. She's going to have a major glow up. And I don't mean physically, because like I said, I think she's gorgeous, but just like she's being treated well. She's being catered to and listened to. And so all of that goodness that's going into her through this new man and getting that toxic person completely out of her life, she's just going to glow and shine, and it's going to be really, really wonderful for her. And that will make her a better mother. She's already a good mom, but that will benefit her as a mother, and it'll benefit her children. And I think it's awesome. Very happy for her. Okay, my next newly single mom is Jessica Alba. Now, I'll be honest, I've never liked Jessica Alba. There's something about Jessica Alba that I've just never liked. Like, to me, I've never seen Jessica Alba smile. Like, I've seen pictures of her maybe like on a red carpet, she smiles, she's smiling. But there's something about, she just doesn't seem friendly to me. She doesn't seem nice. She doesn't seem like she's like internally happy. Like she always seems miserable. Especially like back in the day. I remember when she had that show. She was on that show. She was the lead on that show, Dark Angel, I think it was called. I was on it, I think, when I was like in high school. So it was like a long time ago. And then, you know, she did a couple movies. She did Honey, that movie Honey, which I remember seeing that in the theaters. And I think she did a couple other movies, but she just always has this look on her face. Like she looks unhappy and she looks miserable. And not in a way you feel sorry for her, in a way where it's like she looks like a brat, like just a stuck up brat. I don't know. She never looks happy. And maybe it's because she is, you know, not every famous person necessarily likes being famous, likes to be, you know, have their photo taken, likes to, you know, be a center of attention like that, I guess. Maybe that's why. Maybe she's just uncomfortable with being famous and it gives her anxiety. I know I would not like to be famous. I don't want to have people constantly taking pictures of me and I wouldn't want fame. It's no privacy, no anonymity. And so maybe she's just uncomfortable being a famous person, but she looks miserable all the time. And I remember, let's see, she was married to Cash Warren. He is a film producer. Let's see. I've always thought her husband or future ex-husband or whatever, was always super handsome. His name's Cash Warren, yeah. And they were a good looking couple, cute couple. Their kids are cute. I think they have three kids. You know, they're going through a divorce, and this sounds like a bashing session on women, but like, you know, talking poorly about Katy Perry and then Jessica Alba, but She never seemed like she was that into him or really liked, was nice to her husband. I don't know. I think like maybe, I mean, we don't know why they're getting divorced. It's really none of our business. But maybe now he can find somebody that's going to be nice to him. I don't know who, like I said, we don't know why they're getting divorced. We don't know who's the problem in the marriage or whatever, but she, like I said, she doesn't seem very nice. She always seems miserable, like she's got like something stuck up her ass. And maybe now he'll find like a woman that's gonna be nice to him, and he can be happy. Because it can't, I can't imagine he was that happy like being married to Jessica Alba, who always looks so miserable and mean. I remember maybe it was like a few years ago, 2022, 23, I can't remember. Oh no, I think it was during COVID. Maybe it was 2020. I can't remember. But it was Thanksgiving Day, and Jessica Alba went live on Instagram. She was in the kitchen with her mom cooking dinner. They were just like finishing it up. And her husband, Cash, came in to the kitchen just to kind of like chit chat and say hi to them or whatever, see how the food was coming along. And the food was like almost ready. And she's like, "You're not wearing that shirt, are you? You need to go in it, go and change and put a different shirt on. It's Thanksgiving." Like she just kind of like chewed him out about like not having a kind of nice shirt on for dinner. And like, look, I get it. Like it's Thanksgiving. We're gonna sit down and eat. Go put a nicer collared shirt on, because he just had like a little like random t-shirt on. So I get it. But it was the way that she said it to him. She just like snapped at him and rolled her eyes. And I watched that being like, oh my God, she is. I all like I said, I always thought she was miserable and kind of mean, and that like solidified it for her. I could not believe that she, I mean, couples bicker and fight, I get it, it's not always sunshine and roses, but they were on Instagram live. Like this is being like hundreds of people are seeing this, thousands probably. I mean, it's Jessica Alba's Instagram, and she just like bitched at him in a really horrible way about a t-shirt, or about putting on a t-shirt. And I was just like, damn, dude. Like it was kind of degrading. And you know what I also noticed about that was she said that to him, and she didn't even like flinch. Like she didn't even like flinch or like she was on Instagram live. It was being recorded, live streamed. And you know how sometimes people say things to somebody and then they realize like, oh, I'm around like our neighbors or our friends, and like the look on their face is like, I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have said this right now, I shouldn't have said it in that way in front of other people because it's going to embarrass my spouse or my kid or whatever. She didn't even give a fuck that she just degraded this man on Instagram live in front of everybody. She said what she said, she snapped at him, directed him to go put on a nice t-shirt, rolled her eyes and turned around and kept him moving. And I remember thinking, excuse me, if she can do this to him on Instagram Live and have absolutely no shame, imagine how she talks to him when they're alone or when the camera's not rolling, they're not being recording, they're not on live. Imagine like when they're sitting in bed at night, like talking about things and their kids and life and whatever, the day-to-day stuff. Imagine how horrible she probably talks to him when she's not being recorded. I don't know. I mean, like I wish her, I wish them the best. They've got three kids. She seems like a good mom. She's private. Like I said, I don't necessarily think she likes being famous. So I don't really know much about like her life besides some of the work that she does, But I'm sure she's a good mom, and you know, their marriage didn't work out, and I, you know, it happens. And like I said, hopefully they'll both thrive being separated, and maybe she will find somebody that makes her look less miserable, and he will find somebody that is nice to him, because he seems like a nice guy. You know, I mean, we don't really know what went down. Maybe he was horrible. Maybe he was a cheater. I mean, I don't know. But maybe they'll both be in a better place after this divorce. But I'm sure they will co-parent well. And they have a ton of money, so they'll be fine. All right, my next single mom isn't a single mom anymore, but she was for a long time. But she just got married, but everybody is talking about her, so I want to bring my thoughts up about her. But okay, so it is Lauren Sancho's Bezos. Now Bezos. So just, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, she married Jeff Bezos, who is, as we all know, the founder of Amazon and a gazillionaire, and they got married. And, you know, I've seen so many things on the internet about their wedding, about the guests that were there, about her dress, about whatever. You know, the wedding was $55 million. It did not look like a $55 million wedding to me. But again, we only saw little tidbits. I'm sure the reception and all the parties and everything were over the top and fabulous. And I'm sure, you know, her dress was expensive. And I'm sure it was an expensive wedding. But $55 million is a lot for a weekend wedding, a wedding and all the events. Yeah, that was ridiculous. But what I want to say about Lauren Sanchez Bezos is I hate how the media kind of portrays her. Like, yeah, she's had all this plastic surgery. Her face looks fully different. Yeah, she's married this man who hoards his wealth and kind of seems like he doesn't really care to use the wealth he's earned to make the world a better place. But in the media, I feel like it's portrayed like she was some damsel in distress, single mom, you know, and he came and rescued her and brought her into this life of wealth and luxury. And she's so lucky. And I mean, yeah, she's lucky to have, you know, married or the richest man in the world or one of the richest men in the world. Like that, yeah, she secured the bag. She's going to be fine, you know. She's secure financially. But she's been married, I guess, once before or twice before. Let me see. Let's Google her. I know she was in a relationship with Tony Gonzalez, who is a football player. I believe he played for the San Diego. Well, at the time, they were the San Diego Rams, I think. So he's a successful, established man who has made money. And then she was also married to another guy who like owns entertainment like management company. I don't know what they're called, like an agency. Let me see here. Let's do a glance. Let me do a little on-the-spot research. A talent agency. That's what they're called. Patrick Whitesell. He's a Hollywood agent and a founding partner of Endeavor Talent Agency. So I'm assuming in Los Angeles. And they have two kids together. And then, like I said, she has a son with Tony Gonzalez from the Rams. So she has lived a life of wealth before. She's familiar with, I mean, you know, she's, it's not like she was some down on her luck, struggling single mom. Both of her previous long-term partners, one a previous husband, they both have a ton of money. So she's comes from a life of wealth already. It's not like she's being pulled out of, you know, some lower middle class lifestyle and married this fabulous prince. You know, I don't know. I don't, that narrative is strange to me. And then it's also strange to me because she had an established career prior to meeting and dating Jeff Bezos. She, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't know this, but she was a news anchor in Los Angeles, which is like the biggest market in the, you know, in the country, one of the bigger markets in the country to be a reporter, a news anchor. She's a journalist. She has a degree from USC. She, you know, has worked at different news stations, a station in Los Angeles as a reporter, a journalist, a news anchor. She also worked for Extra, the entertainment show, as a special correspondent, as a reporter. She's not a stupid woman. She's not some like kept like in it, like woman that needs to be rescued. You know, she's not some damsel in distress that was like rescued by a rich man. Like she has a career. She has an established career. Or she used to. I mean, you know, she's college educated, established as a journalist. She's like this here. I'm reading her Wikipedia. Has appeared on Larry King Live, The Joy Behar Show, Showbiz Tonight. She was a contender to be on The View a bunch of years ago. Wow. Okay. So yeah, she's like, she has an established career. He didn't marry some like floozy that he's now giving this fabulous life to. She's a well-established smart woman. I don't know. I just feel like the media loves to like with richer men, successful men, and they marry somebody and it's like he saved her from this life of struggle as some single mom of three, you know? And it's like they always like to do that, and it's like that's not the case here. She wouldn't be Amazon rich if she hadn't met Jeff Bezos and married him, but she was already established as a professional and already had previous relationships with people with money. I just don't like that that's being put out there. I will say though, if I'm going to say something that I don't like about Lauren Sanchez Bezos, is now that she is with Jeff Bezos, they got married. Obviously, that comes with tremendous wealth, more wealth than nobody else. You know, there's going to be very few people that are as wealthy as they are. And I wish that she would do more publicly with her platform and with her wealth. Now, granted, they just got married, so we'll see what she does as Mrs. Bezos, officially Jeff Bezos' wife. But, you know, I feel like because she has had an established career as a journalist, as a TV host, you know, she's an author, she's written a children's book, I wish that she did more just as Lauren Sanchez. Keynote speaking, speeches at events, journalism events, you know, more public philanthropy for scholarships for journalism, single mom, nonprofit type stuff, because she was a single mom for a while, you know, having one relationship that didn't work out, and she got married, and then that didn't work out, and she was a single mom. Like, I wish that she would do more, just more stuff that's, like, personal to her. Like, you know, a lot of, you know, work, nonprofit work or philanthropy work in the Latino community. Just more things that just, like, highlight who she is as a woman. you know, now that she's married to Jeff Bezos, yeah, like she's going to be associated with Amazon. And so that connection is always going to be there. But she has this platform now because now she's connected to the biggest company in the world. She needs to use it to elevate, like, herself, you know, like, do keynote speeches at colleges, go talk to young journalists, go advocate for different programs for single moms, like, or go advocate, you know, just different, just all kinds of things. She could be really be tapping in to a need for a spotlight and focus on things within her culture as a Latina woman. She could be doing so much more, and maybe she will, because, you know, like I said, they just got married. She just got, like, the wedding band, and she finally has her name hyphenated. So maybe she'll do more. And I'm reading her Wikipedia now. She does do, like, philanthropy stuff, but, like, I just feel like she was an established journalist, established in her own right, and she's to take the platform that she has now with her new husband and that immense amount of wealth and do some good shit with it. And I hope that she does. And yeah, I hope that she does. I hope there's no more flying into space missions, because that was absolutely ridiculous. Okay. My last and final newly minted single divorced mother is my personal favorite since 2004, Jessica Simpson. Now, I love Jessica Simpson. Her music, like, before Newlyweds, like, kind of, like, you know, I liked her. But she wasn't Britney when she wasn't Christina. But when she came out with, when she married Nick Lachey and then came out, you know, they did Newlyweds. I think, like everybody else in the world, I fell in love with her. I just think she is the most gorgeous. Even now, I mean, back then, back in the day, when she was younger, she was absolutely gorgeous. She's still absolutely gorgeous. But what I love about Jessica Simpson is her personality. She back on Newlyweds was unapologetic about being herself. I would say goofy, silly things and just, like, whatever, like, you know, just she, once she had that platform of a reality show, and she was one of the first celebrities to do it, to kind of let us peek inside of her life and her relationship and whatnot. Once she had that platform and decided to just unapologetically be herself and do her thing, she shined. She's super successful. She just radiated. And I just love that about her. And I love Newlyweds. It's the one of, you know, in my opinion, one of the best, probably the best reality show of all time. I still do a Newlyweds rewatch once a year, and it's always around the holidays because I have downtime, and I spend a whole day and I rewatch the first season. And I actually have, back from like 2005, the season one DVD set, two DVDs of Newlyweds season one. And I'm going to be holding on to that for the rest of my life. It's like an archival vintage, to me, in my millennial mind, like, it's like a rare gem that I will never part with. Never, ever. Like, I don't watch the DVDs because I don't have a DVD player. Who has a DVD player anymore? But I will hold on to it. I will never give it away. I'll never lose it. I'll never sell it. Nothing. Like, it's just a treasured item for me. Back to Jessica Simpson. So yeah, she was married to Nick Lachey. We all know that. That didn't work out. You know, I've read her book. I know what transpired, what Nick did to her in that, and how he treated her in that marriage. Okay. But When they got divorced, I was totally devastated. And I'm not kidding. I know it's none of my business. I don't know these people. But they were so in love and they were so cute. And I know that he was terrible to her. Like, when you watch Newlyweds back, you're like, well, you see some of the things that he says to her. He was kind of mean to her. And he did act very annoyed with her. But he, I don't know. To me, it seems like he really did love her. He really did do so many things, so many sweet, kind things for her that maybe I feel like she didn't appreciate or didn't realize that would be hard to find, if she left him, you know? I think that he really loved her. He had his own set of battles, but he really loved her. And I just, my personal opinion, I don't think she should have left him. I think that they were young and they just had a lot of stuff to work out. But I think that, like, that love that was there would have worked through the issues. And I just, considering, like, hearing about her relationship with her current husband, they're getting divorced. He was allegedly unfaithful. It's like, you know, when you find somebody that you have that connection with, like you do, like she did with Nick Lachey, and they were just, it was sparks. It was just the dynamic, perfect duo. Like, I don't know. I just don't think she should have ended that marriage. I think that she should have tried to work it through. Because it seems like he was willing to. He got to a point when, once he realized that she was serious about getting divorced, he was willing to do the work. And I just don't think that she, I don't want to say that she won't find somebody that loves her, but because she was married for a long time to somebody that loved her. But I just don't think she's going to find that, like, that kind of, I don't know. I just don't think she should have left Nick. But anyways, let's go to her talk about her current marriage. Her husband, or future ex-husband, his name's Eric Johnson. He's a former football player. Fun fact, Eric Johnson, Jessica Simpson's future ex-husband, and Cash Warren, Jessica Alba's future ex-husband, played football together at Yale. I read that years ago, that they were college teammates on the Yale, or maybe it was Harvard, one of the Ivy League schools' football teams. I don't think that Cash Warren went on to go to the NFL, but I know Jessica's husband played for the 49ers. Bang, bang. Niner gang. I'm a Niner fan. But yeah, he played for the Niners. But to me, Eric Johnson was always super weird. Like, I never understood his appeal. He's not attractive to me. He's tall and muscular, but he's not attractive. But, you know, everybody's attracted to their own type, whatever. I don't know. He just, like, I've never even heard her husband talk. Like, when they would do, like, she would always... You know, she obviously has her super successful clothing company. She's a bazillionaire. She would do interviews and press and things like that. And even they'd walk the red carpet together a couple of times. And he just seemed kind of weird to me. Like, I have never heard that man talk. Like, what does his voice sound like? I don't know. I've never heard him speak. He wants to stay low key. That's fine. But I've never heard him talk. I've never heard anything about him besides him being a football player. And she said in her book, him being into yoga. Like, I don't know. And it's just like, I don't know. I just was never a fan of him. I never thought that he was the one for her. And now that they're getting divorced, and now that allegedly he was the one that was unfaithful, it really makes me feel like I was right. Like, he's not the one. I don't know. He seems weird to me. My opinion. He just seems aloof or something. I don't know. And then him being unfaithful, I don't think Nick Lachey was ever unfaithful to Jessica Simpson. Maybe he flirted with girls here and there. Maybe he, I know there was that episode of Newlyweds where he was like, she's like, you're going to go to the strip club tonight. And he was like with his buddies and Nick was going to go to a strip club or something. I don't know. But you never heard about him, at least not that we know of publicly, like being with other girls. And I remember, I think it was from Perez Hilton. Perez Hilton, through some sources that he has in Los Angeles, told him that they would see Eric Johnson, Jessica's husband. This was before they announced that they were getting divorced. They would see him at like the Sunset Hotel and various bars in Los Angeles and Hollywood, out at night without her, drinking, flirting, and chatting it up and being very chummy with other ladies in the bar. And Nick would have never done that. I know he had his issues and he wasn't great to her, but he would never, like, I don't know. He's always rubbed me the wrong way. And I think I remember when she got together with Eric, or maybe it was when they actually got married. I can't remember. But some girl came out and said that she was dating Eric when he met Jessica Simpson, and they got together, and it seems like they moved very quickly. Like, he moved in right away. Like, it was just like instant connection, instant, you know, boom, we're in a relationship, we're dating. And I think she was dating him, this girl, like some girl was dating him at the time that he met Jessica, and he didn't really say anything to this girl, like, hey, we're going to stop dating, and I met somebody else. Like, he just kind of ghosted her. And that is, I don't know if Jessica Simpson knew that. Who even knows if this is true? This is just something I read in, like, page 6 or something. But if that's true, him then, even all these years later, ending up being unfaithful to Jessica Simpson, if this is true, I'm not saying it is, if it's true, him then being unfaithful to her, allegedly, it makes sense. Because, you know, leopards don't change their spots. And he wasn't, you know, I don't know. I just want her to, like, find, like, you know, she's going through her own stuff and doing her own thing, and she's got new music and of course her clothing line and all of those things. And I just want her to find not Eric Johnson, not another Eric Johnson. It never clicked for me. And you know, I'm sure they're gonna co-parent very well. I think their kids are absolutely gorgeous, all three of them. I think she's a wonderful mom. You can tell she's a wonderful, wonderful. Imagine Jessica Simpson being your mom. Like, oh my God, you're uber rich. You have a gorgeous, beautiful mom that's super fun. You know, I mean, she's gonna be the best mom. And as her kids grow up, she's gonna be so nice and kind and supportive. And I hope that she meets a partner who really values her children, and that she's comfortable with being herself with, and one that's faithful, because you're not a good husband and you're not a good father if you're not faithful. So anyways, that is my list. I think I said 1, 2, 3, four. Oh, I didn't say four. One, two, three. No, I said five. I have a couple of more on this list. So depending on the you know, response or whatever that I get from this episode, maybe I'll do another one and do a few more. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. We'll wrap it up. Thanks for listening. I hope that you know, that it was just fun to listen to this episode, and maybe some of it resonated with you. Maybe you agreed with some of my opinions, maybe you didn't. But yeah, that is it. So please, 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 lastly, don't forget to rate and leave a review of this podcast on Apple Plus, on Spotify, on whatever platform that you're listening on, because those really, really do make a difference. And I've been forgetting to say that. So please, if you like this podcast, please give it a rate or review. Or even if you don't like it, tell me that it's awful, whatever. Tell me I'm annoying, whatever. Just rate and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you listen. I'd really, really, really appreciate it. And I will talk to you guys later.